This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
In National Ag News this morning, John Deere has acquired the majority ownership of Hagie Manufacturing, the U.S. market leader in high-clearance sprayers. Deere announced the joint venture on Tuesday while saying Hagie will continue to produce sprayers at its Iowa facility. Equipment made by the joint venture will continue to carry the Hagie brand. However, the sales and service of Hagie equipment will be integrated into John Deere over the next 15 months. A John Deere company official says the agreement allows John Deere to provide a broader range of sprayer options and integrate Deere's precision technology into the Hagie equipment. The Illinois Farm Bureau Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference is scheduled for next week, Wednesday and Thursday, at the Crown Plaza in Springfield. I talked with Illinois Farm Bureau's Associate Director of National Legislation, Ryan Whitehouse, to find out what issues and topics would be discussed this year. Ryan, we've got a conference coming up next week, and this is something that happens each year. So kind of fill us in on what the conference is going to be about and maybe some of the key topics that are going to be talked about.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me on, Katie. Yeah, Government Affairs Leadership Conference is next week, and it is April 6th and 7th. But most of our members and people that have attended in the past will be familiar with it. It's usually at the end of February. But the reason we had to change it this year is because of the legislative calendar. When the legislative calendars came out in December, we realized that the House and Senate weren't in session while we were in Springfield. And the legislative reception, which I'm sure we can talk about in a little bit, is a priority of this conference. And we decided, as the board decided as an organization, that we needed to make sure that we were in town when the General Assembly was in. So same conference, a little bit different of a time, but the theme this year is change, challenge, and opportunity. And I think that our farmers and our members understand that in our industry there is a lot of change happening. There's a lot of challenges they have to face, but then there's a lot of opportunity that they, you know, if they take this on and be good stewards as our membership is doing, there's a lot of opportunity for growth and potential here. So we have a lot of general sessions and speakers. We have some breakout sessions. We have the legislative conference. And I think it's going to be an opportunity for farmers to be learn, get the most up-to-date information, be able to ask questions, and get some new ideas to take back to their farms.
Well, and as farmers are more familiar with this year with the low commodity prices, they've definitely been seeing some challenges. And we've also had the nutrient loss reduction strategy talked about a lot throughout the state. So is that going to be something that's going to be covered at the conference as well?
Yeah, you know what, nutrient loss and nutrient issues are a huge priority for the organization. And actually, one of the keynote speakers is going to focus directly on that. And the first general session on Wednesday morning is going to be Larry Antosh, the Senior Director of Policy Development from the Ohio Farm Bureau. He's Lauren Lurkin's counterpart over in Ohio. And he's going to talk to our membership about what's happened in Ohio. I'm sure your listeners are aware what's happened in the Toledo area. And what's happened with the General Assembly over there, with them coming down with some strict regulations on agriculture and the use of nutrients. So he's coming over to talk to us about how Ohio Farm Bureau members, Ohio farmers, and as the organization has really kind of addressed that to try to be effective in that and trying to make sure that our members understand that what we're doing voluntarily is worthwhile, and we want to keep pushing forward on that. And I think his message will resonate home to our members and really make them aware of, really, if we don't keep on doing what we're doing, what the, you know, the force of government can come down and make our lives even more complicated. And so that'll be a general session. And then obviously in each one of the workshop sessions, we have issues on nutrient loss reduction. So, you know, if our farmers are really interested in that issue, this conference has an opportunity to really cover a lot of those different areas with experts from across the state and even out of state that can answer those questions and provide examples of maybe how to be more effective with their practices.
And I'm sure that the nutrient loss and water quality is just one of several issues to be covered. So what are some other things that attendees can expect to hear about or learn more about?
Yeah, well, so our general sessions, you know, let me start there and I'll give you some highlights on some of the workshops as well. You know, then in the afternoon on Wednesday, we have Chairman Dan Cronin from DuPage County. He's the DuPage County Board Chairman. He's coming down to talk about government efficiencies, local government consolidations. Dan Cronin has really taken the lead in the state of Illinois. Our SWAT team, our state and local government SWAT team, visited with them last year about how local governments can share resources or share equipment to be more efficient with taxpayers' dollars. And that's an issue that our membership, you know, listens to and hears and is intrigued by, and our SWAT teams really support that. So he's going to come down and talk about that and how they've made it work, but then provide some examples of other areas in the state that are doing it. And obviously, there's going to be a workshop session that's kind of similar to that. We have the lieutenant governor coming to come talk about kind of that same thing when the lieutenant governor's task force that she's working on. So we have that. And then, you know, it's on Thursday morning. Well, when we get up and we have breakfast after that, we have President Duvall, American Farm Bureau's newly elected president, Zippy Duvall from Georgia, coming to talk to our membership. And he's going to lay out kind of his vision and his mission for the organization. And he's really dedicated. He's going around the country, and he's wanting to hear from farmers about, you know, what do they want in their farm bureau? What do they want them to be active on, and what do they want that to look like? So he's going to take that opportunity to kind of lay out what he's hearing, and then take opportunity to take questions and answers. So I think that's going to be a great experience and something unique for our members as well. And then obviously in the workshops, you know, we have 15 different workshops covering the issues we cover every year. You know, Kevin Run will cover his transportation issues, which is our membership absolutely loves, to some national legislative issues. So we'll talk about some trade policy and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We'll talk about GMOs. We have people coming in from the Grocery Manufacturers Association to come in and talk about GMO labeling and what's next. We have talk about food trends, local government efficiencies, stuff like that. So there is a flavor for every member that we have, and I just encourage them to come and check this out. There's tons of knowledge that can be learned from this conference.
Well, definitely sounds like you're going to be hitting on all of the key issues that have been discussed over the past few months and throughout the last year. Now, I want to go back to talking about the legislative reception that you mentioned. As I've heard before, this is really a great opportunity for Farm Bureau members and anyone who really wants to talk with their legislators.
Yeah, this conference, this reception is one of the highlights of Springfield, from what I've been told. I don't work in the Springfield area. I'm on the national team, but our state legislative team always says that the lawmakers really enjoy coming to this one. Our farmers are always very respectful. It's a good venue. It's right down in Springfield. We are changing venues, again, because of calendar dates. Usually we hold this at the Abraham Lincoln. We're going right across really next door to the Prairie Capital Convention Center. And we're very happy to see that both the House and the Senate will be in. So we're expecting a large turnout of lawmakers, and this adopted legislator program that we have that our Chicago lawmakers, we usually get great attendance for that for our downstate counties that can have them come and talk. This is a unique opportunity where Illinois Farm Bureau provides our members a firsthand opportunity to talk to their lawmakers in person, to hear about the issues. Lawmakers get to kind of share their insight on what's going on in Springfield, and our farmers get to say what their belief system is to the lawmakers. And I know the lawmakers really appreciate that when farmers will go down to Springfield and spend time talking to them.
Well, we've done a great job, or you have, about talking about what's going to be going on at the conference. So if someone listening is intrigued and would like to attend, how can people register to go to the conference?
Yeah, so the conference is next Wednesday and Thursday, April 6th and 7th at the Crown Plaza in Springfield. If you are a County Farm Bureau member, you can contact your County Farm Bureau manager, and they can get you registered. If you're not a member, you can go to Illinois Farm Bureau's website at www.ilfb.org, and there's a link on there to register for the conference. So those are the two ways, the most effective ways to register for the conference.
Ryan Whitehouse, Associate Director of National Legislation for Illinois Farm Bureau. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show this morning. I'm Katie Bowles.